You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. It's been a long time since we've talked to you. We're waiting to hear from you now. It's 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO-30. Why not call? We have a special surprise guest with us, Devin Wenig, who's the president of eBay Marketplaces and has been busy making the site better all the time. And along with him is his chief of staff and somebody who's quite familiar to our audience, is Sarah Brubacher. It's nice to see you back on the campus, Sarah.
And she wanted to be the first caller. Betsy from Dallas, Texas, known on eBay as Acquisitor.
All right.
And also known to us, of course, as eBetsy.
Yeah.
eBetsy, what's your question or comment for Devin or Sarah?
I just wanted to say thank you to Devin for really getting it about the eBay community, making eBay unique. I think every one of us small sellers would definitely agree with him on that. He really gets it, and that's fantastic. And we really appreciate everything that eBay has been doing for us the past couple of years. I see the changes, and I see the direction that we're moving in, and it's generating lots of new buyers. I have new buyers coming on all the time with, you know, low feedback. I can tell they're new, coming into our store and buying from us. And I think there's just never been a better time to be on eBay. It's very exciting, and we appreciate everything he's doing.
Hey, right back at you. You trying to make my new year already? That's making me feel good, you know? Thank you, Betsy. I appreciate it. We really appreciate the support.
So, Devin, I have to say, I mean, it's not just our audience. There's a lot of eBay sellers who've been pretty successful in the last year, and they know this is somehow connected at its core to what we've done with the site as well. So I think you'll find a lot of people that are like eBay. You'll find people that have suggestions and complaints too, but that's what makes up a community.
Yeah. You know, I think the number one question that I get asked in various forms, sometimes polite, sometimes not so much so, is how am I successful? And how do I succeed on eBay? How do I scale on eBay? How do I sell more on eBay? And, you know, it's not like there is a secret, it's not like we have the Coke secret formula in a vault somewhere. That is a complicated thing that is driven by several factors. But the number one thing that I say is that if you create, the number one thing you can do to improve your status on eBay, to improve your traffic, to improve your search rankings, to improve, is to deliver great buyer experiences. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? If you deliver good buyer experiences, if you have great descriptions of your items, if the items are shipped on time, if they are what people think they're getting, then you will improve your business over time. And, you know, it really isn't a super secret thing. It's that basic philosophy snakes its way through a lot of the mechanisms that run eBay, is that we try to favor people that buyers value. And that's the way the community works. And,
yeah,
you know, that the early underpinning of that was the feedback system. And we've evolved since then, but it's really still the same thing. If buyers are happy, then we tend to be happy, and sellers tend to be happy, and the community works.
Devin, we have Jennifer in Boston, known on eBay as Boston Fashion House. Hi, Jennifer. What's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. Devin,
New Year.
Thanks so much for popping in. This is great. It's a real pleasure to speak to you. As a 12-year eBay veteran, I love the changes, and I definitely embrace the changes. And since most of us are working from home, self-employed, it's really important to have that sense of community, and I really enjoy the eBay Live and the eBay on location things that you guys have done in the past. Any chance of those coming back?
Yeah, yes, there is a chance of them coming back. We think about it all the time. And I'm going to let, this is something Sarah constantly speaks to me about, so I'm going to let her take a swing at
so,
this.
So Jennifer, I kind of knew you were going to ask this question because you also posted it on the chat board, and I saw it. If you hadn't called, I would have brought it up because this is Sarah's big love.
Yeah, so as you can...
Well, I saw Lee in capital letters say, call in for gosh sakes, so I had to do it.
Well, Jennifer, I really appreciate it because poor Devin at my year-end review with him, I was talking on this very subject, and he said, Sarah, I know you have a passion for this, and you've told me what tremendous community events eBay used to have. He said, so, hey, put a proposal together, and let's see if there's something that we can do. So on the calendar, I have some time with Griff and some other eBay, longtime eBay employees, and some new eBay employees to get some new ideas, and we're going to see if we can come up with something that is creative that'll give us an opportunity to get eBay employees and the eBay community together.
Yeah. In the meantime,
I know. Thank you guys, and I hope you guys come back on the show again soon.
You know, I love it. It matters a lot to me when particularly fashion sellers, I think that was Jennifer said she's a fashion seller. When fashion sellers tell me that it's working for them, because this is back to part of what I said, there are certain categories on eBay that are emotional categories. They're not utility categories. Fashion is an emotionally driven category.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not buying a pen. You're not buying a widget. You're buying something that reflects your own style, your own brand. And the nature of the changes we've made where you can create a collection where it's more visual, where it's more almost editorial and curation based, is meant to directly address categories like that that frankly don't work as well just through search results. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear that the changes are working for Jennifer and hopefully other fashion and emotionally led categories.
Now we have Rich in Chicago. Rich is known on eBay as Appealing Signs. What's your question or comment for Devin, Rich?
Well, Happy New Year, everybody, and I do appreciate Devin coming on. Being a longtime education specialist here on eBay, and although it has gotten easier in some respects to do listings, I find that still teaching is important to a lot of new sellers that are out here with selling limits and different things that they're not aware of and things like that. It just makes it easier when they learn from a professional, let's say. And I was wondering if there's any way, and I know Griff has taken over the program, but is there any way of being able to promote that, the education specialist? They've taken it down from the main page, and my calls went down to, like, nothing now. I get no calls for classes and anything, and I'm just curious if anything is in the back door that we don't know about or maybe you could help us out with.
I've taken over the education specialist program. And actually, Rich, what we are doing is looking for ways to reintroduce and reinsert the education specialist program as a promotion in places where it would even be more effective than where it was before. And that's within the flows for new sellers who come on the site. And so you'll see that in the first half of the year as I'm working with different teams to get that installed.
And you're right. I wasn't aware of that. And Griff, if there couldn't be anybody better than Griff to kind of lead that charge. But I guess what I'd say just on the point, Rich, about the real estate is one of the things that I've learned since I've been here, and this is the most complicated, is how valuable that real estate is and how little of it is there is.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how many competing asks we get on a very small number of pixels. You know, a great example is charitable causes. I can't tell you how many times people come with incredibly worthy causes saying, give us the eBay homepage for that. And, you know, ultimately we try to do some things, but we can't do everything. And it's, again, back to this balance where we're actually trying to do less to make it simpler and cleaner. We can overwhelm buyers with too many things and they get confused and they don't understand and they turn off to it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take the fact that your placement may have changed as we don't value the education specialists. We do. We're trying to really drive a more design-led philosophy because we think that's what buyers want ultimately. So Griff's the right guy, and I certainly get it. You know, selling is complicated. We need professionals to help educate our sellers, and I fully support it.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Brandy in Illinois, user ID on eBay. Buy big from Brandy.
How's the weather in Illinois, Brandy?
Frigid. I feel really bad because I have to go to the post office and take some shipping, and of course I've got someone that wants something express mail, so I don't feel like I can justify like putting it off another day. So I'm actually on the way out the door here shortly to fight the, I think they said it was, the wind chill was like 40 below today.
Oh, God.
Crazy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have a guest room down here in San Diego.
I would love to bring my family and come be your guest.
Brandy, what's your question or comment for Devin?
Well, my question, Devin, is, You know, I started selling on eBay. It's been almost 13 years now. And I started as a small seller, and I'm still a small seller, but I am a stay-at-home mom who provides for my family by selling on eBay. And I want to know what the future of eBay looks like for other people like myself, because I'm finding I'm meeting a lot more people out in the world in just my day-to-day activities that are doing things like thrifting and selling on eBay, and they're replacing their corporate jobs or their, you know, their jobs that they had in corporate America with selling on eBay. And a lot of people are concerned that eBay is becoming more like Amazon, and they're honestly, we're afraid of what's going to happen to the small seller on eBay. And so what kinds of things are you doing for the small sellers to keep it a level playing field for us and to make sure that we are going to be taken care of over the next, you know, for our future?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and I appreciate it. And I try to start with that because I think about it all the time. And you know, I get that this marketplace is changing, and I get that it's not just a C2C or a small B2C marketplace anymore. It's much more diverse than that. But it's incredibly important that you understand that it's not at all that our philosophy is we want to replace small with big. It's that we want diversity because we ultimately think that that brings more buyers in and it delivers a healthier marketplace for everybody.
We'll let him continue with that when we come back in just a moment.
I was on a roll.
I didn't know it was the end of this. This open phone segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Give us a call now. We'll get in the queue at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 228.
There are always challenges when doing business on eBay. How do you handle it? Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this advice when facing those challenges.
The biggest challenge that I've had is the roller coaster of not having a set income. And that's what I see every day in my online selling tip group. New sellers especially, and those coming back to eBay after a number of years, they think that if they list it, it should sell as soon as possible. And I have to really tell them that eBay takes patience, hard work, you know, with your research, sourcing your items, whether you're getting them wholesale or thrifted or whatever, time and organization.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Tell us about your new year at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Brandy's still on the line.
She is.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish my answer. I'm sorry we were cut off by the ad, but they're paying for Griff's show, so they're important too.
That's okay.
They're paying for it in part. Believe me, eBay writes a check as well. So
I think it's a great question, and it's the one that I really wanted to answer the most, and it's where I started, which is, you know, our vision as a company is what we call connected commerce. And the essence of what connected commerce is it's about the end. The end means it's too simple to say, hey, you like Target on eBay, so that means you don't value small sellers. We genuinely believe that we can grow the pie and it's not a zero-sum game. And that if we bring in retailers and we bring in fashion and we bring in electronics and we bring in small, medium, and large, more buyers come and that helps everybody. You know, if you saw our data and our numbers, I think some of the irony is that there's a ton of press about the big guys and the retailers and eBay wants to be Amazon. The truth of our marketplace is, you know, we sell 70 billion plus a year. The overwhelming majority of that is sold by small sellers.
Yeah.
Right. The amount that's sold by the big guys is a rounding error on a rounding error on a rounding error. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It does matter to us. But the truth is, the heart and soul of what we do, the heart and soul of our business, the heart and soul of our community is small sellers. So we have to make it work for them as well as the big guys, or else we don't have a business and we don't have a marketplace. And yeah, you know, I get that it's easy to stoke fears and there are people out there whose business is particularly geared towards stoking those fears. But it's important that you know that we wake up thinking about how to make it better for the whole community, not one against the other. And that's the essence of why a lot of us get out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good to hear because it's, you know, being a small seller, I've stuck around for a long time and I go with the ups and the downs and I just find a way to kind of adapt to the changes that eBay makes. But I know a lot of newer people that are coming into the marketplace to sell who see me and go, oh, well, how do you do it? I have to be honest and tell them, you know, it's tough. It's running a small business. It's tough. Sure.
If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Right, exactly. But it's so refreshing to hear that you guys do have, you know, you do support us and you do have our back. And it's encouraging for me to hear because then I feel like I can tell other people, listen, you know, they are behind us. They are supporting us. And so I'm really glad that you answered that question for me. And thank you for all that you do to make it a viable marketplace for the small and the large sellers. It means the world.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandy.
Thank you so much, Brandy. On our eBay Radio chat board, Devin, we have one question here. Can there be, this was written by Variety on a Budget. Can there be a filter to show on sale items under a category?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that one
on
before.
On sale. I don't know what that means. You mean on sale like at a discount?
Yeah, so there's different ways that sellers on eBay can discount their merchandise. For most sellers, they would use one of our tools called Markdown Manager, which actually visually shows that it's been marked down. But there's no filter on the left-hand side in search to show markdown items.
To show only sale items. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You can do it.
We could do it.
Yeah, possibly. Good idea. Keep them coming.
All right, here's another idea. Griff, can you teach Devin an E-note song real quick?
Oh, geez.
And we could have a spontaneous sing-along? We've got you and Sarah together.
Oh, I'm so
Devin, I don't know if you know this, but they used to be part of a singing group called the E-notes.
There was three of us. It was Colin Rule and Sarah and myself.
And they did beautiful stuff.
Thank
a cappella.
I think to get me to join that, it's a little early for my first beer. I think we're going to need to do that at a bar somewhere.
Right. No, I will tell you a little dirty Devin secret, which is that occasionally I do catch him singing songs out of, but they're not songs. They're more like
They're not good.
What's that California song that you love so much?
Oh, yeah. Tupac.
Oh, Tupac.
I say song California in air love, quotes. Right, yeah.
Right, exactly.
I thought for a minute we were going to be hearing Michael Bolton, Holiday.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to our community.
Devin has better hair.
I know. Poor Michael Bolton. He hasn't aged well. No.
No.
We only have about a minute left, and we're at the end of the segment. I just wanted to give you a chance to your last thoughts or... I mean, not last thoughts forever, just thoughts on the show.
Until the next time we burst in.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, look, first of all, to you guys, thank you for allowing me to hijack your show. And again, I just, you know, it's interesting. It's the beginning of the year, and the beginning of the year is useful because, particularly with the break, you get a chance to be reflective about the year that was and what you want to accomplish in the year that will be. And, you know, again, if not for the grace of God and if not for the grace of our community, we wouldn't have a business here. And I just thought this is a nice way to say thank you to everybody that makes eBay eBay. And we try to make ourselves better for you. Hopefully we get it right more times than we get it wrong. And onward and upward in 2014.
And you must treat Sarah well. We love her dearly.
It's not hard.
I get treated well. Thank you.
It's not hard.
In many ways, Sarah's like the female Griff here at eBay.
It's
She's
true.
Been here that long.
Oh, my God. That is the highest compliment.
Well, except that you have hair.
I do now.
Yes, you do. And it's quite lovely.
And it's platinum now.
Yes,
you know, for people in the audience who I haven't seen for a while, I decided to go platinum.
She looks like Pink.
Ooh la la.
Or Miley. Or for our age, Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox. Yeah. Right? I was going to say Miley. You don't want to look like Miley. No. Put your tongue back in. Right? Well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by, and have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And please stop by more often.
All right.
We'll make it a regular
thank
thing.
You both
happy New Year,
so
and everybody,
much.
Stay warm.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Up next, how to have a kick-ass holiday sale in 2014. It's eBay Radio, produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When considering whether to use a single or double-ply box to ship your items, here's a basic rule of thumb. Add together the length, width, and depth of your box in inches. If it totals 75 inches or less and your item is less than 30 pounds, a single-ply box will do. Heavy-duty double-walled boxes can handle up to twice that, and you'll need pressure-sensitive tape or 60-pound grade water-activated tape at least 2 inches wide to reinforce the seams at the top and bottom of the box. Don't skimp on the tape. Whether a single or double ply box, more tape is usually better. It helps ensure your shipments arrive in one piece, literally.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.